Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by H&R Block. I want to talk to you about something very cool H&R Block is doing this year. You can walk into pretty much any of their 10,000 offices and get an unbelievable deal. The first thing you need to know about the tax season is there's some bad news for taxpayers. The government is delaying tax refunds this year, but H&R Block has good news. Instead of waiting weeks to get your refund, you can get an advance on that refund after you file at H&R Block. That's right, a refund advance loan up to $1,250. And here's the best part, no interest. After you file in a Block office, you heard me right, a no interest advance on your refund up to $1,250. As John Hamm says, don't just get your taxes done. H&R Block, get your taxes won. This is a limited time offer. Do it right now. Go see H&R Block.
Optional tax refund related loan from MetaBank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, or $1,250 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on estimated refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other optional products or product features may apply. Limited time at participating locations. See hrblock.com/loan for details.
Today's episode of Part of My Take is also brought to you by SeatGeek. NFL playoffs are here, and SeatGeek is the easiest way to find tickets for the last few games of the season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest games of the year, and with SeatGeek, you can make it happen. It's super easy. They have a great app that is awesome, and it's very user-friendly. You can go check out any ticket, anywhere, any stadium, and it will tell you color-coded a bad deal, a good deal, a medium deal. It's like I said, it's green, yellow, red. Tells you what the best deal is, so you know that you're paying the best price for your tickets. And here's the deal I have for you right now. If you go download the SeatGeek app, it's free. You can go to the settings tabs and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code TAKE, that's T-A-K-E. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. NHL, NCAA basketball, NBA, NFL playoffs. Do it right now. Get in on the action. Download that SeatGeek app. It is free. Put in promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and you are good to go. Let's go. Hey!
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday the 13th. Here's a spooky stat for you. There's two NFL teams in L.A.
That's really spooky, Big Cat.
Ooh, a little freaky Friday.
Very professional tying that one in.
Yep, that's how you tie it all together there, folks. We're not professional journalists for no reason.
We are not professional journalists for no reason.
Correct.
So L.A. is getting two teams. If you got two, you don't have one. Mm-hmm. That's the old saying that they do in football. Thoughts and prayers to the city of San Diego.
Actually, you know what?
No, fuck you, San Diego.
That's what I said.
The second it came out of my mouth, no, fuck you. You're a great city, and you didn't deserve to have a football team because it's so nice outside during the fall and
correct.
The wintertime. You know what? You can find a million other things to do. So, I think they should have moved the Chargers to Pittsburgh and given Pittsburgh two teams.
I would have felt bad for San Diego and any award-winning listeners living in San Diego, but let's be honest, they probably have their boombox listening to Sublime on the beach right now, mm-hmm. smoking a joint like
we
with a babe.
And none of them are from San Diego.
And none of them are from San Diego. So I really don't feel that bad.
Oh, except for the military listeners out there. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Sorry about your football team. Sorry for your loss. The rest of you guys can fuck up.
The Chargers didn't even tell the Rams. They just told Twitter. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we're moving to L.A., and mm-hmm. here's a letter from our owner. And oh whoops! Hey guys, in the Rams, we're gonna crash on your couch for a couple years. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's the best Los Angeles story of all time. Your friend's there. Mm-hmm. Your friend looks like he's having a good time in L.A.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought I'd go up there and try my hand, check out the big city, maybe try to get in the entertainment business. So if it's cool, maybe we'd go halvesies on your apartment.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let us use your stadium. I'll buy you In-N-Out Burger on Friday night.
Yeah. Hey, no, I'll clean all the time. That's on me. That's gonna be my job.
Yeah.
Gonna pull my fair share. Actually, we're just gonna shit the bed. 16 times a year.
How pissed is Philip Rivers?
That's so mad.
That's a lot of kids and a lot of schools to move.
It's a lot of schools. Also, just Philip Rivers is not going to like Los Angeles at all.
Not. I'm excited because, as you know, the Chargers now have to play in a stadium that holds, I think, 30,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Was it MLS stadium?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm excited because now we get Philip Rivers down, 9 points late Sunday afternoon, kicking the ball around, throwing interceptions in front of 30,000 people. Could be a ruckus crowd.
If they get 30,000 people.
If they get 30.
Hey, Spin Zone, when they get into the actual new stadium and, it's half filled, that's actually just Manti Te'o's girlfriend filling all the rest of the seats.
Ooh, nice. That's a topical joke.
Save that one for 2 years from now. It'll only be, 7 years, dated at that point. Couple free ones here for Chris Berman.
Oh, we have more.
I know you're leaving. Danny Hollywoodhead.
He's not going to be on the Chargers, go ahead.
You never know. Philip L.A. Rivers.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. Those are two free ones.
The L.A. River, remember from Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
They had that, truck race down mm-hmm. there. Right?
Also, big, big passive-aggressive move, having two football teams in Meryl Streep's backyard.
Right in her face. Mm-hmm.
It's the I'm not touching you.
Yeah, have
I'm
some
I'm not
of
touching
that,
Meryl.
Love it.
Football. She's not going to be able to get around L.A. because of all the football traffic.
I'm going to say that. Yeah, exactly. The traffic in L.A. is going to get bad, folks.
Mm-hmm. So
watch out.
Hey, it can't all be roses forever.
Right. Damn. But you get two football teams, but now you're going to have to sit in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
We also had other big news out of L.A. The Rams hired their head coach. They hired the offensive coordinator from the R-Words, Sean McVay. And he basically immediately made us all feel completely inadequate and like we're a waste of space because he's only 30 years old.
Yeah, so he's younger than us. That's always a real shock when an NFL head coach
is turning point.
Your junior.
Yeah.
For me, it was actually when LeBron James entered the NBA and he was a month younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Or a month older.
Older.
He's a month older.
Yeah,
so you know what? Yeah, I've been feeling pretty spry the last couple years.
Right, but Sean, he actually celebrates birthday week with us, January 24th, 1986, not 85. That's a weird move, though.
I'm going to count that. He's a young, good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid to say that. It's 2016. We can admit that on the show. So I can see why L.A. would want to bring him in. But it's like going from Jeff Fisher to him. It's basically if you're married and you're 45 years old and you get divorced, the next thing you do is you find an 18-year-old with fake boobs.
Yeah.
No job.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I
go for the opposite.
I hope that Jeff Fisher takes this personally and maybe dyes his hair, dyes his mustache. He's like, oh, well, it was an age thing.
Mm.
Maybe he'll sue them. That would be great.
Ageism?
Yeah, ageism. Uh-huh. The Rams fired me ageism. That would be great if we got a young, cool, hip, maybe sideways hat, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Maybe throw on a Stussy shirt.
Ooh,
and some Vans.
He skateboards up and down the sidelines.
Jeff Fisher, rail grinding would be quite the sight.
They call me the Fish.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
It's the Fish.
Gloop, gloop, no, gloop. No, I'm James Fisher. Jeff was my older brother.
Changed it to Geoff.
Yeah, Geoff. Yeah. So the Rams, L.A. somehow is the center of the NFL world. Here's what we also learned. Again, owners don't want to pay for their own fucking stadiums.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah,
we don't want to say that.
We don't swear on this show.
Quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's embrace debate real quick.
Mm-hmm.
With a combined roster of the best players from the Rams and the Chargers,
no.
Could Los Angeles win the AFC South?
No. Yes.
Ooh.
AFC South, yes.
You think so?
You threw a curveball there. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant...
Well, the Titans' defense is better without J.J. Watt, so they're improved.
Yeah, the Texans... You almost got it there.
Texans.
Yeah. AFC South just becomes a wasteland.
Could a combined team
keywords,
from the AFC South, an all-star team, beat a combined team from Los Angeles?
That's how we need to get football back.
And then could they beat Alabama?
Probably not.
Probably.
Hmm? Alabama couldn't beat Clemson. That was great. That blew up in Paul Feinbaum's face, by the way.
It really did.
Yeah. Alabama could beat Cleveland Browns.
Fortunately, his callers, they'll understand that everybody makes mistakes.
All right. We have divisional... Round the D word. Sorry. The D word round. We don't say the D word anymore.
Peter King says it's a terrible name, so we're going to lead the charge on that.
I'm not trying to have another civil war here. Let's keep everyone cohesive. So we're not doing the D word. We're going to say the D word.
States are words.
Yeah. So the D word round, Saturday. You know what Saturday is, right?
For the boys.
Nope. It's not for the boys. It's ex-coach day. It's the guys who coaching trees. We're going to talk a lot of coaching trees on Saturdays. Okay. You have first game, Dan Quinn, Pete Carroll, Dan Quinn, a coaching from the coaching tree of Pete Carroll, going to meet in the middle, maybe hug, say a few nice words to each other. Going to talk about that before, maybe get a clip of it. Hey, like these guys, they're probably not going to run up a score on each other. Mm. They love each other.
That's one of my favorite parts of NFL games is when the coaches are related, seeing not only what they're like before the game, but the post-game handshake. That's a really big thing.
Yeah, no, they'll hug.
You're going to hug? You're going to make eye contact?
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to make out?
It's great, too, because you know it's not real. They hug, even though it really – the hug is basically saying, like, we – inhabited the same office for a few years at some point in our careers.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one because Dan Quinn is one of those former defensive guys from Seattle. Pete Carroll's got a type. You got to have a bald head.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a goatee.
Yeah.
There's clearly something, like, Pete's got a fetish for these guys.
Big Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah, so he's going to see Quinn walking over to him, and he's going to be like, I'm going to hug the shit out of this guy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to just hug
Chomping
him.
Chomping on that.
Just grab his leg and hump it off.
We also have a huge controversy. The DJ in Atlanta is going to play Future.
Yeah.
They
were talking about that on Atlanta Sports Radio. I've got sources in Atlanta
that
said this was a really hot button issue.
Gonna cuck Russell Wilson right in his face.
Son cuck him. Yeah. Dad cuck him.
Yeah. So that's actually not a big story, but it's becoming a big story.
Don't sell it short. It's pretty big.
Yeah, and Atlanta is going to be a big football town for a weekend. Mm-hmm. I love when Atlanta sports make it to the playoffs because, like, hey, Atlanta's not that bad of a sports town. It's like, well,
just build a stadium that looks like a butthole. So
yeah, and there still probably won't be people there. Just be Samuel L. Jackson tweeting nonsense every Sunday. let's do our picks. You got a pick?
We aren't talking about the
– No, we're going to go through game by game. Let's do a pick for this game.
All right, Hank.
I like the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. I like the Cheat Hawks,
I don't
too.
Like the Seahawks, but I like them to win this game.
I like the Seattle Cheat Hawks. They're going to cheat their way. They cheated their way to a victory the first time they played Atlanta by grabbing Julio Jones by the arm.
Yep.
Big cheat move. They're going to do it again.
It's five. Kill. It's five. I'm taking the Falcons. I'm laying the points.
Okay.
This is Matt Ryan's year. High-flying offense. Matt Ryan, MVP guy.
His year.
Yeah, it is.
Mats and caps. Yeah. Everyone knows it.
So the next game. Another ex-coach. We're going to have a lot of words about that. Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick. And Mike Vrabel. This one, I don't think Bill Belichick even knows like who coached under him. He probably is like, that Bill guy?
He does.
Another Bill?
He does because they send him dossiers every week and give him all the intel.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he probably refers to him as like Agent X.
Well, no, Bill Belichick, if we're being honest here, he probably is like, oh, Bill O'Brien, he used to coach with us, right? And so, and then someone says, yeah, and he's like, okay, so pull up his file of all of his weaknesses in life and fears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, here you go, coach. And it's this huge stack of like, you know, Bill O'Brien's, you know, his entire family, the family tree, every little weakness he's ever had, every dark secret he's told him. Bill Belichick has it all.
I bet you Bill Belichick keeps files, and he not only does that, but he installs videotapes in their homes. He pulls a big Putin move, and he observes them, and he has dirt on all his coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he does it. Any coach that leaves him, he's got blackmail.
Stay woke.
Yeah, but so now I'm connecting the dots and seeing like the coaches don't want to do Belichick's bidding, but Belichick is like, hey, I'm going to release that video of you taking a shit on that hooker in the Pro Bowl week.
Right.
And they're
exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, okay, got to throw the game
for him. I'll throw this game.
So stay woke on that. Hank, do you have any compromat on us? Any compromising materials? Like whenever we tell you to cut something, do you put in a big file?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
To blackmail us with later?
We also have, this is going to be a fun game because there's going to be people out there that actually convince themselves Brock Osweiler can win a game in Foxborough. That's going to be a fun moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like that brief moment, I'll probably be one of them. I'll probably be like, whoa, Brock, he is tall. It's true. He is tall.
He is tall.
And wow.
The altitude is so high, though, that he gets snow on his head before anybody else does. He feels the cold. Because cold air, it's colder higher.
Mm-hmm.
One of you physicists out there, explain that one to me, huh? How come warm air rises, but the tops of mountains have snow all over them?
Interesting.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse, if you're out there.
There's also going to be people talking about Jadeveon Clowney, how he's going to dominate the game, and that probably won't happen. This is every year, the divisional round for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, basically.
And Brady said he wasn't going to run up the score.
Right.
He's not thinking about that.
But the one silver lining for all you Texans fans out there, we've had rumblings. Texans defense, might be better without J.J. Watt.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
At least it's definitely more fun to talk about.
He's a system
right.
D end.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
We're all just system people in life.
Do you think J.J. will wear his Letterman jacket on the sideline?
Yo,
that would
if,
be
if
great.
There, if God exists, J.J. will be wearing that Letterman jacket.
God, if you can hear us, it's the guys from Pardon My Take.
We don't ask for much, God.
Please. Please.
Just have J.J. wear that fucking Letterman jacket.
Please have him wear it. Maybe a selfie. You know what? I don't want to ask for too much. Mm. I was going to say maybe a pregame selfie mm-hmm. in the mirror in the bathroom mm-hmm. while his team's getting ready and he's injured for the fifth year in a row because he did steroids. No, he didn't.
No,
scratch that from the record, God.
But you know.
Yeah.
You know, God. You
God,
see
you see everything.
Yeah.
You're everywhere. Texans are plus 15. Let's do those picks.
Hank is taking the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also taking the Patriots.
I think I am also going to take the Patriots. I don't know how you can bet on the fucking Brock Osweiler and the Houston Texans.
Here's the real question. Are the Patriots going to bring out Brissett? Because Brissett's got Osweiler's number.
Uh-huh.
Beat him once this year.
Yep.
Counterpoint, it's tough to beat Brock Osweiler twice in the same year.
True.
Remember when that game was a pick 'em?
Only the Good entire times. AFC South does it every single year. Yeah, that game was a pick 'em in week three, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, on to Sunday. Steelers, Chiefs.
Mm.
This is going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Andy Reid off a bye. Andy Reid off a bye is
good.
The greatest coach of all time. He just needs to – it's a classic fat guy behavior. You just need to rest a little. Just give me a minute to, like, Same. Catch my breath, yeah. a week to catch my breath, and I'll mentally be ready.
Yeah, every Sunday when he has to play back-to-back Sunday games, and he's like, I just sat down.
I'm sore.
Come on, yeah, give me a second here. Let me sit down for a minute and catch and gather myself.
I feel like I coached a week ago here.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of standing, mm-hmm. a lot of that. So Andy Reid's rested. He's 16-2 on the bye.
Mm.
16-2, 3-0 in the playoffs off the bye.
Counterpoint. During the playoffs is when Andy Reid's timeout mishaps
okay,
tend
I
to
know, I
show
know.
Themselves a little bit.
Yeah,
I think it's because it gets cold,
yep.
and Andy's got the Kool-Aid on his lips, mm-hmm. making his lips stick together. It's tough for him to get the challenges and timeouts. Can we check what the temperature's going to be?
It's going
to
be great.
And Andy, find out what the freezing temperature of cream soda is to know whether or not his gums are going to be stuck to his lips.
Andy Reid, in the last few minutes of a game, it's must-watch TV.
Yeah,
that's hey Meryl Streep, go fuck yourself again.
That's art.
Watch Andy Reid in the 2 minute drill. That is something not many people can do.
And what Andy does during the 2 minute drill is he stands perfectly still,
mm-hmm.
and his eyes go back and forth to the clock, to the card in front
the
of
card,
him,
yep.
to the clock, to the card, to
and,
the clock,
and
to the card, and he does it. He freezes.
He waits till the entire stadium, the entire audience at home, and the announcers all collectively say. What the fuck is Andy Reid doing? And then he calls a timeout.
Yeah.
That's when he knows. Internally, like, okay, now I can call a timeout. The earth tilts a little because everyone's like, what the fuck, Andy Reid's like, boom, I'll call a timeout.
It might be worth it for Andy Reid to cheat and just listen to the TV broadcast
yes.
of the game.
Yeah.
Just so that when Troy Aikman or whoever it is yeah. is like screaming, and, well,
yeah.
it's not Troy.
Phil
because
Sims.
Yeah, Phil Sims is screaming in his ear. And when Phil Sims is telling you to finally figure stuff out,
right.
you're due to come up with this on your own.
When Phil Sims is questioning your like mental capacity,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem. You need to maybe just call a timeout.
Yeah.
Just take a break.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Just,
sit down for a minute.
Bring like a Walkman. Just use a Walkman. That's it.
I wonder if Andy Reid, if they like wheel out a chair for him at halftime so he can sit. For halftime. I bet you they do.
Lazy
like,
boy in the
yeah,
locker room?
Yeah, just sitting right there. Mm-hmm. And then he needs to sit for 10 minutes.
It'd be dangerous, though, because once he sits down.
It's tough to get him back
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
yeah. You kind of get the whole team to push him back up.
Although the sound of Andy Reid sitting in a lazy boy recliner, just like the instant he sits down.
Yes.
Like yeah. not only the sound that his voice makes going.
Yeah, but the pain that the lazy boy makes.
The chair, yeah.
yeah. If chairs had feelings,
mm-hmm.
they would not be happy when Andy Reid sits down at halftime.
Oh, no, not again. I'm just a chair.
I'm just a little lazy boy, Andy.
Andy, I can't breathe.
That was our impression of a chair.
That went way off the rails.
Yeah. Also, one thing to mention, Terry Bradshaw said that he regrets calling Mike Tomlin just a cheerleader. Does Mike Tomlin not have anything to prove anymore?
That's
just something to think about.
Might not be coaching with that edge.
He had that edge against mm-hmm. the Dolphins. He ran up the score a little bit on them in the first half.
It'll be interesting to see how they get along when they do their NFL Sunday pregame show on Fox, and it's a one-on-one interview with Terry Bradshaw and Mike Tomlin, and it's huge ratings.
Oh, hey, yeah. No, it was totally not planned that Terry Bradshaw sat on a struggling FS1 show and bashed Mike Tomlin and then became its own story. And then after a few weeks, he said, just kidding, guys. It was just a prank. I didn't mean to bash him. And all the news has been done.
Ooh, good news, Joey Porter, he's getting most of his charges dropped, so he's getting reinstated to the Steelers. Yeah. So thank God he served his time.
You know what?
Really learned a lesson from this one.
That's actually a good move by Mike Tomlin. Steelers need an edge. Steelers football is an edgy kind of team. Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, colors last week, how the Dolphins have no chance in the playoffs because they have candy-ass uniforms.
Candy-ass.
The Steelers are black and gold and maybe a guy who just got arrested like 6 days ago on the coaching staff.
Joey Porter should be in a leather jacket every week on the sidelines.
Right.
Just like looking like Ice Cube from 1991.
Maybe carrying a baseball bat. Like remember when, what is it, Josh Norman had that baseball bat and was threatening Odell Beckham?
Totally normal.
And it got in his head.
Yeah.
It works. Those just things work. People will say it's crazy, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Give him a bat.
Yeah. Just
throw wooden bat.
Maybe a gun. Whatever. Yeah. No bullets. One bullet. We Steelers.
But don't tell him it's a bunch of blanks except one's real. Yeah. So he gets to shoot like six times.
Right.
But one of them actually works.
Right. Steelers are +1.5. Mm. Who do we have?
I like the Chiefs.
I like the Steelers.
Okay. I'm going with the Chiefs as well. Andy Reid off that bye. Nice and rested. Finally, last game. This is the best game. The last game of the weekend. I'm very excited for all these games. Packers Cowboys. Here's what I'm excited about here. Playoff Romo was the best. I think lurking Romo might be better. Romo getting like FaceTime every time Dak screws up just a little bit is going to be delicious.
Or getting FaceTime with Tony Romo every time Dak does something really well and seeing that tiny bit of pain.
I don't like that as much.
You don't like I like the sideline Romo
because pen. here's how I see this game going, and I'll reveal my pick right now. I'm taking the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is so hot that they're going to come out and they're going to get out to a lead, and the Cowboys aren't going to be able to run, which that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak is going to have – I saw a stat the other day. Dak Prescott has thrown 16 passes this season, 16 passes when his team's been trailing. 16.
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
So we don't know if he has the clutch gene yet.
Correct.
Is what you're
but
saying.
You know who does? Tony Romo. As long as he doesn't have to do extra points.
Yeah, Tony Romo's got the clutch gene. Everybody knows about Tony.
So
Mr. Fourth Quarter.
Tony on the sideline, and Dak throws an early interception, or the Packers go up a little bit. Show me Tony Romo. Troy Aikman's going to talk about it. Fair or not, Joe Buck's going to fair or not it. Fair or not, they should give Tony Romo a chance here.
I'm taking the Packers, too, for a different reason.
Okay.
Also, about the quarterbacks. But if you read the USA Today article about Dak Prescott, came out a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
it's him talking about his family, right? He's biracial, so mm-hmm. He said, on one side of my family, I've got grandparents who worked as teachers and as a superintendent, and then on the other side, he's got family members who are in jail. That was, as a white guy, that was uncomfortable for me to read. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Chill out, Dak.
Yeah.
But the whole thing was him bragging about his family. That is bulletin board material for Aaron Rodgers, right? Oh, Mr. Big Shot
great
with the
point.
Family.
Oh, you talked to your family?
Oh, great. Oh, you love your family. They gave you so much great perspective on everything.
You don't send your family all your Christmas gifts back 2 months later in a totally normal move?
Right. So that's going to piss Aaron Rodgers right off. And he's going to throw like 8 Hail Marys.
Championship belt all in everyone's face.
Mm-hmm. State Farm.
We'll see if Jordy Nelson is healthy. I
like the Cowboys.
You guys taking the Cowboys?
I think Jordy's going to be healthy. The ribs are a long way from your heart.
All right. So you're taking Cowboys or Packers?
Taking Packers.
All right. And so lurking Romo, and also I forgot, Titanic Jerry Jones. I love when they showed Jerry Jones' box and like his wife's in there.
Wait, his what?
His wife's in there.
When you show his wife's box?
No, when they show his box and his wife is in there.
Inside his box.
Inside Jerry's box.
Penetrating his box.
His stupid, like, mouth-breathing son. And when the Titanic's going down.
And the glasses guy.
The Jones family is... You know what? What they did the national championship when they had, like, 5 different telecasts for ESPN. Mm-hmm. Just give me a Romo cam and give me a Jerry Jones box cam. Mm-hmm. And I'd watch that the entire game.
Hopefully Chris Christie's going to be up there. That's a lot of fun to watch the two of them interact.
Yes.
With the big hugs and everything.
Yeah,
and
Chris Christie wears a sweater that makes him look like a blueberry. He's a Veruca Salt.
Yeah. Okay, and Hank, you're taking the Cowboys?
Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. We got our picks. Someone write that down. We forgot last week. I think I'm behind.
Yeah,
a
you
lot.
Are. Yeah.
All right. Before we get to our interview with Tito Ortiz, we have to at least mention pissing is in the news. Donald Trump.
Pissing's back, guys.
Fake news or not, there's been some urine play.
There's allegations of micturating onto certain women or women micturating onto certain beds.
Nice Latin word, by the way.
I saw a Big Lebowski once, so learned that one pretty quick.
So because of that, we wanted to do a quick power rankings, not Mount Rushmore season, power ranking season. Power rankings of the best urine players. Guys who like to be around piss, right?
Just piss guys.
Yeah, piss guys. Donald Trump is one of them.
Absolutely.
I wrote down R. Kelly's obviously on there. He's number one piss guy.
I have to put him on there.
Yeah. He. Who else you guys got?
You know what you just said, right?
What?
You didn't even realize that was funny. Number one piss guy.
Yeah, he is.
A little redundant.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's number one.
Number one.
Piss guy.
Now you got it.
Tiger, obviously. Tiger's on there.
I didn't put Tiger on mine because he asked if she had ever been peed on, right?
Yeah, but that means that he pees on people.
It means that he's thinking about peeing on somebody.
You don't think about peeing on people. You pee on people.
No, if you're a pee guy, if you're a true pee guy, you don't ask that delicately in a text message.
I disagree.
You wait until you're in the same room and you just start pissing.
No, it's like you need to just kind of let her know, like, hey, this might be in play. Tiger asks he meets a girl and he's like, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? Hey, just so you know, at some point, I might pee on you.
I don't think Tiger's that smooth. I think you get into a room and he's like, here's a water hazard.
Yeah.
Watch out for the water. It's a dog leg left.
Whoops, that's just pee.
Ooh, I'm a little long off the tee.
Who else you have?
I've got Ozzy Osbourne.
Ah.
He peed on the Alamo.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of San Antonio.
Yep, that's true. Banned for life.
That's a huge one. My buddy Mark got arrested twice within 2 weeks.
Very relatable.
Yeah, got arrested twice within a 2-week span for peeing outside.
Okay.
So that's a hell of a fortnight.
I was going to say Big Cat.
Yeah, I'm probably on there. Honorary mention, you know. Moises Alou.
Yeah,
yep.
Peeing on your hands.
That's the grittiest thing you can ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Not using batting gloves, just peeing on your hands.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Jellyfish.
Okay.
Jellyfish love to get pissed on.
True.
They're attracted by piss.
Well, actually, it's...
Oh, no, I'm going to switch
jellyfish
it.
Burns.
Burns. I'm going to switch mine from the jellyfish to that tiny fish that lives in the Amazon. It's attracted to your urine, and it swims up through your urethra. That is the ultimate piss lover.
I think that's just like a scary tale that they tell you to keep you away from going to the Amazon.
No, it's true.
Okay.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Mm. He pissed on someone?
He just loved to pee.
He got unfrozen and he pissed for like 25 minutes.
That's
it was
right.
Like half
classic,
the movie.
Classic. Yeah. That was half the movie. Here's a dark horse guy, Goldberg, the goalie. He pissed on his girlfriend in like 2013.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Out of nowhere, Goldberg the goalie, big piss guy.
Hey, Goldberg, keep it in the crease, bro.
Yeah, come on, man. We have, because it was kind of locker room talk, let's call Lenny. Let's ask Lenny if he's ever pissed on someone.
Yeah. Lenny's peed on a few people.
Yeah.
He's like, you mean today?
Yeah. Hey, Lenny, it's guys from Part of My Take.
Hey, Lenny, you ever taken a piss on anybody?
You piss on girls? Oh.
Oh.
He hung up. You know what?
Didn't even say hi.
Let's do it, Hank. Let's play the Lenny Dykstra interview. It's an awful interview.
A lot of people out there don't think that it exists.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stay wokes like, we're just teasing this, but today is the day. It's Friday the 13th.
It's an awful interview. Lenny, he didn't seem like he was all there.
Yeah.
For some reason or another, and went off the rails pretty quickly.
Yep.
So don't hold it against us. We're much better than this normally.
It's as weird as you'd think it would be. It's the perfect Lenny Dykstra interview. He's our favorite recurring guest, let's just be honest. So we're going to do an ad, and then we're going to do Lenny Dykstra, and then we're going to do Tito Ortiz talking a little bit of his fight coming up, Bellator 170, so get on both those.
The best in paranormal talk radio goes beyond the darkness, challenging everything you think you know about the paranormal. Check out new episodes of Beyond the Darkness every Monday on the Jericho Network, on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes or podcastone.com.
Hey guys, by now you've likely heard me talk about the scores of cash you can make betting at mybookie.ag. Well, it's finally playoff time, so if you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect weekend to get into the action. You've had plenty of time to watch the games. You've scouted the teams. The playoffs are here. It's time to crush your picks, lay down some money, and score big. Join me and thousands of online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. They're the industry-leading online sportsbook. To end the year with a bang, or to start the year with a bang, MyBookie is offering a 50% bonus up to $3,000 when you deposit today. Its players enjoy the fastest payouts in the business. And I would only recommend a service that's been good to me and our listeners. That's why I urge you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay, without any hassles. Join now, and MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get a $150 bankroll to play with. Just use promo code PMT to activate offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. One great resolution you can make for the new year: maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business. I know an easy way to do that. It's with stamps.com. Think about how much time you've wasted going to the post office, driving there, finding parking. It's all a big pain in the butt. Stamps.com is a better way to get postage. Just use what you already have, your computer and your printer, to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman just picks it up at your door. With Stamps.com, everything you do at the post office, you can do right from your desk and at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. Here's a special offer for Part of My Take listeners. You sign up for Stamps.com, use my code PMT, PMT, for this special offer. That's promo code PMT. You get a four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in PMT, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
What's up, Lenny? How you doing, man?
Oh, every day above ground. Good day, you know?
Yeah.
You get any
puss?
Come on, dude. That's what you're asking as the sun comes up every day.
There you go, man.
Sweet.
That's how you do it, right? Yeah.
Hey, where are you, man? You in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, New York.
Where are you?
New York.
Are you? Yeah? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm going to be in New York this week.
Cool.
You want to, like, pound some beers, scam for some chicks?
Yeah, nah, man. I got a little more of a finesse player now, you know?
Yeah.
You're what?
I'm more of a finesse player. You know?
Esquire? Escort? What?
No, finesse. Like, yeah. Yeah, you know, the pounding isn't as much. You know, you get a little mileage, brother.
What's your stroke like now?
What's my what?
What's the stroke like now? How are you stroking it?
Oh, fuck. I could do better than these guys out there. I mean, these guys, I mean, it's almost like they try to strike out.
Yeah. Yeah, true. What about,
what time are we going on? Are we on right now?
Yeah, we're on right now. Are you cashing some checks? Snapping some necks, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's starting to, yeah. You know, I kind of put my time in and did my, you know, had 3 years of probation. And so I'm starting to do some business now and starting to move the ball down the field a little bit, you know?
Oh, there
nice.
You go.
Nice.
We, we're pretty good friends with Martin Shkreli, and he was actually on our show last week, and he was talking about how he's better at picking stocks than you. I told him that you were on ESPN saying you picked, what, like 500 right stocks in a row?
Yeah, it's not, I don't have to tell you. You just go to the website. Go to nailsinvestments.com. It's right there, black and white. You know, the SEC tried to investigate me, and they came up with nothing. So that's why I was 110-0.
So the SEC, they couldn't put Cam Newton in jail either. Like, what are they even doing with their investigations?
Yeah. Oh, they called me up and said, we're going to put you in prison. And he said, you know who we are? And I said, no. He said, SEC. He says, you're claiming you're 110-0 and asking people for $1,000. And so they investigated me for about 6 months and came back and stopped and they found nothing wrong. Oh, and buying is deep in the money calls. It's just a way of, it's a simple system of controlling stock without paying the full price.
Yeah. Lenny, right. Should I, like, in your opinion, buy or sell Twitter stock?
No, I wouldn't be buying any stock right now.
None?
Where's my, no. Where should I put my money?
Real estate.
Hookers? Real estate? Okay.
Whoa, by the way, hookers? Hey, bro, that's a dead end road, talking. Dude. I'm over a million in those places.
And then there's not a lot of return on investment?
No, no. There's no return on anything, by the way. Your time or nothing. I mean, it's a milking. It's just they bleed you. They bleed you. And plus, I can't take it. You know, like, see, I sell dreams. I can't sell my dreams to them. They're not listening.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear you, man.
Don't sell those dreams. That's expensive. I just pulled it up. 586 wins, one loss. Holy fuck. What was your one loss?
Controversial loss, but I bit the bullet. That's when I was working for Cramer.
Yeah. Did you read your own book?
I read my own book. I read my own book. I wrote my own book.
Yeah, did you read it, though?
Well, what do you mean? Of course.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well,
because
why would you ask that?
That's bad.
I'm just wondering if you read your book.
No, I mean, I'm just asking.
What the fuck do you think I did?
I don't think you read it.
You know?
I don't think
you read
your own book.
Did you read it? Did you read it?
No, I haven't yet. But I was wondering if you could review.
Wikipedia guys.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could review it for us because I didn't know if you read it. I know you wrote it. I don't know if you read it. Hello?
Did we lose you?
Lenny?
So. Fuera la mujer, equipo de Balconesto de la Universidad de Connecticut, superstar los 94 Phillies. Lenny?
And now for something completely different.
We now welcome on Tito Ortiz, MMA fighter. He is getting ready for his big fight January 20th, Bellator 170 against Chael Sonnen, who is also a recurring guest of this show. So let's start with that. Are you going to win, and can you give us a prediction of how quickly you're going to win?
100% I'm going to win. How quickly I win is a factor of when Chael's going to give up. How much is going to take. That's what it's really going to come down to. I'm ready. I've been training now for almost 12 weeks. I haven't had any rock unturned through my whole camp, so time to go in and just do my thing until January 21st.
And have you ever fought him before?
I've never fought him before. We wrestled in college against each other, and I got caught with a headlock in the first, 2 minutes of the match. You know, but that's wrestling. That's competition. Totally different than a fight when you're fighting for your life.
So this is technically a revenge game for you. It might be like 15 years, but it's a revenge game.
It's called a rematch.
Yeah.
18 years. But
18
yeah,
years.
It's a revenge. A rematch. Not even a rematch. It's redemption.
Was he as big a shit talker back in high school as he is now?
Actually, I was in college, D1 college. He wrestled in D1 college. He wrestled for Oregon University. I wrestled for Cal State Bakersfield. And no, he wasn't. He wasn't a shit talker until I kind of pulled him aside and kind of showed him the landscape of how to truly do it.
Oh, so you actually made him who he is.
Not made him who he is. He did that on his own, but helped him, yes.
Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. You made him.
No, I didn't make him. No, I gave him the ideas. He's a smart man. He's a graduate student himself in college. So, you know, he's a smart guy. He was able to put 2-1 together to make it interest for the fans to watch him fight. And the only thing that's gotten into big fights is his mouth. And that's the one thing that he's done. People call him a legend. He's never done anything legendary besides use his mouth to get in a big fight.
What do you think? So we're kind of like outsiders when it comes to MMA. We're kind of casual fans, but I've been watching for a long time. What do you think of kind of the evolution of the sport coming from where it was back when you started back in the UFC in the mid to late 90s? All the rules changes. Do you think it's a better sport now than it was then?
Of course it's a better sport now. It's just the athletes are just younger and smarter, more educated on the sport in general of what mixed martial arts is, that wrestling, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, judo, karate, boxing. I just had Western boxing, putting all of these things together to make the best body you possibly can do. And, of course, conditioning and weight strength and conditioning, putting those things together, putting all those things together. It's kind of like a Rubik's Cube, making all the colors match for a fight. And that's pretty much what a fighter, an MMA fighter, has to do now. I think the first person to understand that was Bruce Lee.
You versus Butterbean, sure, both in your primes. Who wins that fight?
I cement Butterbean within 30 seconds.
Oh, really? You think you get your arms around that guy?
I would heel hook him.
Okay.
I've heel hook before in pride.
I've always wondered
different sport, man. Totally different sport.
Totally different.
Comparing to apples and oranges right there.
If you had to give advice to just like an amateur out there, might not be much of a fighter, kind of an average athlete, if you get into a bar fight, what would you tell him to do? What's a good technique?
Try to talk your way out of it would be the first one.
Okay.
You don't want to
That's
get
like saying safest sex is abstinence, though.
Mm-hmm.
You like without a condom, you're taking that chance. You want us to get in a fight and have a chance to ruin your life, you have that chance also. So, you got to take your own advice and keep between the lines. I really don't want to give anybody any advice on street fights because I'm a person who doesn't do it. I won't do it. Just because I'm afraid get a chance of killing somebody, I want to be in prison the rest
Same.
Of my life.
Smart. Same.
That's why I don't get into fights,
I don't fight people because I think I might kill them. This obviously is headline news. It kind of keeps popping up. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. It's never going to happen. Do you, if they did fight, though?
I think it's going to happen.
You
do? I think Floyd's going to do it. I think it's going to happen.
Wow.
I think Floyd wants an easy check. Floyd wants an easy $100 million check.
Right.
And it will be an easy $100 million check.
Right. So you give Conor no chance in a boxing fight against Floyd?
1,000%. No chance at all.
Yep, I agree. I tend to agree. I mean, obviously, if they went in and they fought MMA, Floyd would be also equally as screwed.
Floyd wouldn't last 30 seconds. Actually, I'll take that back. Floyd will last a minute because he'd run for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a different sport. You're comparing checkers to chess. That's once again. You can't.
Which one's checkers?
Which one's checkers?
Checkers is boxing. Chess is MMA.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways to win the match in chess, and checkers is one way forward, side to side, and that's
king
it.
Me.
You want.
Just king me. Raise my hand. That's
okay.
It.
Exactly. But
you
do think it's going to happen. That's the first person that I have not – I thought it was all kind of publicity. You actually think this is going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I've seen an interview with Floyd Mayweather. I think this yet. Now they're just working on the numbers. So I think it's going to happen. Really do. Congratulations to Conor McGregor to be that big of a name to get Floyd Mayweather to talk about him.
True.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
True. Okay, so thank you so much for your time. We have three final questions we're going to ask everyone, all of our guests. The first one's called Headline Grab, where we're trying to make some headlines, make some buzz. Before this fight, Chael said that he is fighting for his father that recently passed away. Does that get into your mind a little bit, that if you beat Chael, you're basically like rubbing dirt on his dead dad?
Not even a second. Nope. That's a lie from Chael.
Cold-blooded.
He's a compulsive liar. The guy needs to go to rehab, stop lying. He's a compulsive liar. And his father's turning over his grave right now. And he's a liar.
Yes.
Turning over his grave.
That's a headline grab.
You think he's a compulsive liar? Like there's something pathologically wrong with him?
Yes, 100%. He says he's beaten legends. He says he's beaten Hall of Famers. Give me one legend. Give me one Hall of Famer that he's beat.
Tito Ortiz.
This guy's...
He beat you.
Not yet, buddy.
Well,
he beat you in college.
In college, he did beat you.
I was competing as a champion at the time. So
got it.
Okay.
Well,
nope, never happened. And a wrestling match is totally different than a fight.
True.
A fight for your life is definitely a wrestling match. That's competition. This is a fight. This is a fight for life. Totally different.
Good news for Chael, though. If he's got mental problems and he's a liar and all this, you're going to knock some sense into him.
Yes, 100%.
I like that.
I'm
you're like a doctor.
Sense into him.
Yeah, you're a doctor, basically.
Literally.
Yeah. All right, final, last question we're going to ask. You don't have to answer, but we're going to ask anyway. You were on The Apprentice. Did Donald Trump ever piss on you?
First celebrity apprentice.
Did he ever piss on you? Donald Trump, did he ever piss on you?
That's not right, man. Come on, that's the president of our United States.
Not yet.
Wrong.
Soon.
Did he ask you to piss on him?
I'm shaking that man's hand. He's not about respect. You guys are trying to get a joke out of it. Well, let me tell you, he'll be grabbing him by the pussy. That's for sure.
Wait, ooh. What? What?
Grab by the pussy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, locker room talk. Okay, got him. Yes, yeah, we like locker room talk. Yeah,
no, we're good.
Gotta be quick.
Yeah, we like to talk about, you know, grabbing pussies and all that shit. We're locker room
talk
guys.
You see that pussy, you just got to
just
grab it.
You just grab it.
Pinch it. Yeah. Pinch the pussy.
Yeah. Oh, we have to ask one last final question. We have to ask one last final question because our fans are probably going to.
Good, guys.
All right. You obviously, are you there? Nope. You're not there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, final question. You obviously had a relationship with Jenna Jameson. What was that like?
In the beginning, it was the most beautiful world, women in the world, woman in the world, excuse me. At the end, a complete train wreck nightmare. But you know what? I got two great things out of it. I had two beautiful kids that are mine 100%. She has zero custody of them because she has such major mental and problems. I mean, major, major problems. And I hope she gets help. Hope she does what the court says so the kids are able to see her. But it's been 4 years now, so I don't think you can catch her.
Yeah. Congrats on the sex, though. You had a lot of sex. So.
That was some good sex.
Yeah, nice.
Not that I know, but I've watched.
You were married, so you probably.
I watched her.
There's another correction for you guys, man. I was never married to her.
Yeah, never married to her. Just a relationship.
Nope.
Yep.
I had a relationship with Jenna, too.
I had a
long
relationship.
It was a very, very one-sided relationship.
In the early aughts, I had a relationship with Jenna as well.
You like to watch her as she likes to watch you.
Yeah, you know, like a little locker room talk.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, who didn't?
Grabbing myself by the pussy.
I was the same way, and that's why I had her watch it.
Yeah, there we go.
I thought I could fix her, but hey, as my therapist told me, you can't fix crazy.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's, wow.
That's what they say.
It's a good therapist. All right, Tito, thank you so much. Best of luck. We're rooting for you. We've had both you and Chael on. I think I'm on Team Tito.
I'm on Team Tito, too.
Yeah, we're on Team Tito.
I want to see you just beat the shit out of him.
Beat the fuck out of him. Do it.
Oh, no, I'm gonna crush his fucking face with my elbow.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Can't wait.
And then shout out Part of My Take.
Please follow me on Twitter and at Tito Ortiz, and of course, Instagram, Tito Ortiz, 1999. I do my video live on there at least once a day. So if you guys have questions, you guys want to know about me, you guys want to ask questions.
Thank you to Tito Ortiz and Lenny Dykstra.
Especially to Lenny.
Yeah, like
for being so gracious with his time.
Crazy interview. He's our guy. I think we're gonna eventually cross paths with Lenny in person.
Yeah.
Probably trying to fight us.
Maybe in court.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll grab his pussy. Let's do some segments. We have, first up, Mike Greenberg's dumb rules.
Yes. So Mike Greenberg, he has a suggestion for a rule change. Turns out this one was actually adopted. The rule change is pay Mike Greenberg $6 million a year and give him his own show on ESPN in the mornings doing SportsCenter.
What?
So he's, as we predicted, he's leaving Mike and Mike, and he's starting Mike and Mike, M-I-C.
Yep.
So it's going to be Mike Greenberg solo for like 3 hours a morning.
Okay.
So pretty good stuff. I also
thought
this was going to be a perfect time for us to do a little fair play. And maybe we actually had a mic, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a mic on the set of Mike and Mike
mm-hmm.
when they went to commercial and Greenberg broke the news to Golic.
All right, so let's play that clip.
Hey, Mike, say, there's been something I've been meaning to talk to you about.
Hold on 1 second, Greeny. I got to just eat this cupcake here.
So I was speaking with my wife, as I do for 23 hours a day, and I was reminding her of the importance of purchasing auto insurance through Progressive while we were in line at Subway, and I said, you know what? I'd really like to move to the Big Apple and do my own show.
What?
Golic, you're so fat.
What? Golic, I'm eating this cupcake, and you're telling me that you're leaving me?
I'm going to leave, Mike. It pains me to say it. My degree at Northwestern, you may have heard of it, is really burning a hole in my pocket. I can't do the show with you anymore. Shout out to Subway. Shout out to Progressive.
Did you know that I play in the NFL, though? How are you going to do a show just as a nerd when you don't have a jock like me?
Mike, have you spoken with your wife about your future?
Hold on, I'm getting more cupcake.
Listen, so I was talking with my wife, and my wife said, Greeny.
My wife's your best friend, so they talk all the time.
Stacy does talk with your wife all the time, and they say together, you guys are just going to the moon, but it's time for me to strike out solo, mister.
I'm going to be sad, but at least I have my cupcakes.
Oh, Mike, you're such a fat piece of shit.
All right, and that was Mike and Mike learning the news that Mike Greenberg was leaving Mike and Mike.
I actually was eating a lot of cake though.
Yeah, you went back for seconds.
It's for content.
Not
for
because
content.
You had to.
No, it's for content. I'm committed to the craft for our fans, and it would everyone at home listening to this right now would know if I wasn't actually eating cake. So I'd made sure we're authentic. I ate some cake. We have a new segment alert. The good old days. Mm. So this is whenever someone wants to mention the good old days. Back in my day, or, you know, these damn millennials. Mm-hmm. You get the gist.
Back when things used to be great.
So this one goes out to Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was criticizing Odell Beckham. He said, these young kids have lost their minds. The social media wave, it's all about me, me, me. Mm-hmm. Back in my day, all we did in the offseason was murder people. I might add that last part.
The last part.
I might add that last part, yeah. But pretty nice of Ray Lewis to criticize people for taking a couple selfies.
Yeah. I mean, shit, it's, you know, Ray Lewis is one of those guys that I knew like 10 years ago that he was going to become a You know when I knew he was going to do this is when he said that there was going to be a huge increase in crime across the United States if the NFL season was partially canceled. You remember that?
Yes.
Like on
he
Sundays.
He basically threatened everyone. He was like, hey, guys, he's not saying I'm going to do anything, but if the NFL season's canceled, I'm going to start killing people.
It's going to be a one-man crime wave, right. And I'm going to be standing over bodies doing the slide
right.
dance.
Right,
over
back
top
in my
of
day.
Yeah, back in my day. Back when Ray Lewis was younger, before kids got all crazy and started doing insane things.
Like going on boats?
It was a lot better.
Yeah, it was a lot better when you could just take deer antler spray and then retire
day
later.
Odell, maybe instead of being on a boat, maybe you should be in an Atlanta nightclub like everybody else.
And make sure you throw away that suit.
Mm-hmm.
That was our new segment back in my day. Shout out to Ray Lewis. Really, always love when Ray gets up on that soapbox.
Yep.
We have a groomers, breaking groomers. John Gruden was groomed to be talking to Jim Irsay. I think the rumor said that the groomer said that he was talking to him for 10 hours one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just as before we even get to the fact that it's not real, John Gruden and Jim Irsay in a room together for 10 hours.
What's great about meeting with Jim Irsay is that he always has plausible deniability later.
Mm-hmm.
So like the groomer got retracted because Jim Irsay was like, no, I definitely did not meet with that guy.
Right.
But Jim Irsay, like the next day he wakes up and he's like, no, that's a bullshit rumor, even though like he definitely was talking.
He definitely was
talking. He just forgot it.
It's a groomer.
Yeah. So shout out to Jim Irsay for being drunk all the time and being able to shout down reporters because he actually doesn't remember things.
I actually kind of believe this groomer simply because Jim Irsay, he's not dumb, right? And he watched John Gruden watch Brock Osweiler versus Connor Cook. And he was like, hey, John, how about a little Andrew Luck to cleanse yourself? How about a little bath and Andrew Luck over here?
Mm-hmm.
They
always say,
yeah,
a coach like John Gruden, he needs to have a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Luck has been lighting it up.
Yes, exactly. So I kind of believe it.
Do you think that Jim Irsay has accidentally ever hired two coaches and then they show up to work at the same time?
Whoops.
What? This is my office. Yeah, no, this is my office.
If Jim Irsay doesn't fire anyone, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I don't think he is.
He's not going to.
I think he just forgot he owned the Colts. He's just on Twitter all day, just like, oh, shit. He's just been doing Twitter giveaways every day.
Right. He gets
it's like, hey, Jim, you still own this team? Like, you get to make the decisions.
He gets millions of checks, and he's addicted to Twitter, like so many of us are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a room full of guitars that he jams out on.
And
it's actually not a bad life.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Except when you have to remember that, oh, shit, I should have fired someone like 3 years ago.
Yeah. That's gonna be a bad morning when he wakes up.
Oh man!
And realizes
talk about a case of the Mondays. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim, you should have fired Ryan Grigson 3 years ago, buddy.
Hey, Chuck, what do you mean Chuck Pagano is my coach?
What?
When did that happen?
I thought it was Bruce Arians. Still, yeah. We have a Is He Dead Yet? So this is actually from the news. People who know this show, we have a segment called Is He Dead Yet? We just throw out names. We find out if they're dead or not.
Yep.
This actually happened in real life, though, because a Philadelphia news station wished Joe Louis a happy birthday. Turns out Joe Louis has been dead for 5 years. Whoops.
Jimbo.
Yeah, so that's a Jimbo, but that means we now need to do a Is He Dead Yet? So, Hank, you want to start?
Oh, yeah, is Bob Barker dead yet?
Oh, no.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's got to be alive.
Hank,
I was watching.
When Bob Barker dies, I'm taking a week off.
Yep, he's alive.
I have like a few people that I'd take a week off for. Bob Barker's definitely one of them.
How old is he? Like 100?
He's pretty old. He's 93. Do you think that cats and dogs are just going to have an orgy when he dies? Like a celebratory,
it's gonna be
let's
sad
bang day. Each other and squirt out a bunch of babies?
He did Price is Right, I don't even know what time is anymore. I think it was probably 3 years ago he did a fill-in. And he looked good. Bob Barker, he's one of those, like,
looks like he could be 92.
He's that class of, like, California, celebrity that just kind of looks like he's just been in the sun for 300 mm-hmm. years, but they kind of just never aged. Plastic surgery is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just figured that out I was saying it.
He's got a good
but doctor. He's a plastic surgeon.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I think that Bob Barker could be a world-class assassin. Like, if he wanted to.
Yeah. Maybe a little dart gun in that microphone.
Yeah.
It is skinny.
He is the perfect. He's, like, so likable. Anybody sees Bob Barker coming, if Bob Barker's not on the list to get into whatever function you're having, you see Bob Barker, if he's got the mic, every bouncer in the world is letting that guy pass.
Someone get us Bob Barker. I bet you, like, Bob Barker's great-great-grandson probably listens to the show.
Yeah.
Probably, like, 25 years old.
Yeah, just put us in touch.
Show, right.
Love to have him on. Talk about all the confirmed kills that he's got.
Yeah. Okay, PFT, who do you have?
I've got Jane Goodall.
Oh, wow.
The chimp lady.
Good one. Gorillas in the Mist.
Mm-hmm.
Does our internet work?
Yeah.
We're an internet company.
Let's give us some predictions here. Hank, Jane Goodall, alive or dead? No, you have to say if you think she's alive or dead.
I don't even know who that is.
I thought she was dead. She is alive. She's 82.
Oh, that's the gorilla lady.
Yeah, she's the gorilla lady.
That's an old 82. If you've been around all those gorillas and chimps and they haven't torn your hands off, wow. Something suspicious there.
Jane Goodall would have loved Harambe.
Great. All right. That's our first Harambe reference in 9 months.
We did a good job. Mm-hmm. I have one that I'm leaning towards dead because he didn't do his New Year's show this year, but maybe he's just too old to do it. Dick Clark.
Yeah, he's been dead for years.
Oh, he has?
Let me look him up.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah, died in 2012.
Fuck. All right. I thought maybe he was just so old he wasn't doing it anymore. Yeah.
And
that's
be fair, the only reason I knew he was dead is because I think I asked that question on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And somebody told me,
where's Dick Clark?
You idiot, he's been dead for years. So I got to pay it forward to you.
Yeah, okay. So at what point is that I'll probably make that mistake New Year's Eve again. Like, where the hell is Dick Clark?
Well, no, somebody will make it around you, then you pay it forward.
Okay.
And then you're like, I'm old school knowing Dick Clark
is
dead.
Yeah, by 2040, everyone will know Dick Clark is, in fact, dead.
Yeah, by 2040, knowing Dick Clark's dead is going to become so mainstream, it's not going to be cool anymore.
Right. Finally, we have before we get to the Jimbos, we have a That's Enough Internet for the Day. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, mine is Lena Dunham says that she's been having her period for 13 days straight.
Okay.
So might want to close out the old Internet Explorer.
Yikes. That's just, I don't need to know that.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. You think maybe she's just having it because her butt, like, she knows how annoying she is to be around, and so her body's just, like, bleeding herself out.
Mm-hmm. She's just, no, you know what Lena's doing in solidarity after Hillary's loss? She's just having her period for as long as possible so all the women of the world can get on the same cycle as hers.
That's actually a very selfless of her.
Yes.
She's going to be in tune with womanhood.
With the moon and mm-hmm. the tides. I don't know how periods work.
That's pretty
tell.
Much it, yeah. Something with wolves.
Yeah, something like that.
There's an alpha wolf that's been menstruating in her house.
Remember, this
is a
podcast for science, so everything we say is true.
Science says Lena Dunham has just become mother goddess.
Yeah. We have Ursula is what they call her, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, from Little Mermaid. We also have a That's Too Much Internet for Today. I drink my friend's breast milk every day for a week.
And this is what happened, right? That was the full
headline?
I'll tell you what happened. Nobody hung out with you anymore.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what happened.
You lost all your friends.
No one clicked on that link because it's fucking gross. Yeah. You know who actually has drank breast milk, though, before?
Big Cat.
All of us.
Well, all of
good
us,
point,
but
Hank.
Let me just say.
Hank
let me rephrase
with a great point.
You know who else has drank breast milk past the age of two? Hank.
Really?
Hank drank his aunt's breast milk once.
Yep, I was on a family vacation when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
And
define child. 17.
I was 12.
Okay.
Okay, that's a little different than child.
I was a child.
Yeah.
And
you're a strong preteen.
I had a bowl of cereal in family vacation fridge. There was a bottle of milk, but it was like a...
What kind of bottle are we talking about here, Hank?
You know those see-through, like, ones you take camping?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
The one you put in breast milk.
Uh-huh.
Right. I took that thinking I saw milk. I poured my cereal, started eating my cereal. I was like, this is disgusting. And then turns out it was my aunt's breast milk.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Actually, you know, breast milk is like the healthiest drink on the planet for you.
Is that true? I thought it was water.
I heard somebody say it. It was in an article.
Yeah, Hank, that's why you're so strong. Yeah. Why you can read so good.
Yep.
Speaking of reading, we have Jimbo's.
Yeah, we do. All right. I gave my boss a ride. I couldn't get the car to go, and he had to remind me to take the parking brake off.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody does that when they're in a new car.
Yeah, and...
Oh, it sounds like you were in your own car, though, when you're driving your bus.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough. That's just nerves, though. You know, your boss is in your car. That's a nervous situation because not only you have to drive well, but he's judging your car. There's probably shit everywhere.
You probably cleaned it out hard beforehand.
Yeah, probably cleaned it out hard, but you can tell when a dirty person has cleaned out their car because, like, then accidentally someone will open up the trunk and it'll just be shit everywhere that they threw in there.
Yep, and so. You've got three of the Christmas trees hanging from your rearview mirror.
Right.
And the car actually smells more like shit than it did before.
Right.
But now it's like pine tar scented shit.
Yeah, and you're like, grab something out of my glove compartment and you open it up and it just pops open like McDonald's wrappers.
All your porn falls out, your car porn.
You have car porn?
Big car porn guy.
Be
prepared. Cub Scouts taught me that.
I sold my textbooks to the school store for $40, but I forgot I had rented them and got charged $400 for not returning them.
Okay, so anytime you rent something, you don't actually have to return it. Like, did you ever rent anything from Blockbuster back in the day? Hank, were you around for Blockbuster? Hank doesn't know what Blockbuster is. But when you'd return it, and they'd always say, oh, well, this was due in March, and it's November right now, so you owe us $600, you'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to pay $600. But okay, I'll just knock $594 off that for you.
Yeah. They don't. The biggest tough guys like in the world are bouncers, mall security, and anyone who tries to get you to pay for something you rented.
Give me a break, dude. I don't even own this. I gave it back to you.
You remember, I mean, this is really dating ourselves a little bit here, but you had to rewind the entire movie to return it, and they would charge you if you didn't?
Yeah, nerds would do that.
That is wild.
Did you ever have a cassette rewinder?
Yes.
I had a specific thing that was a cassette rewinder. Also, Hank, do you know about Columbia House Music?
I think we asked him this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, that's another thing where you would pay like a penny and get 13 CDs, but then the trick was you'd have to buy like 10 more CDs for $20 a piece.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, they'd bill you for like $300. You didn't actually have to pay that either.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds wild.
Wild. Wild times.
Sad I missed that.
Yeah. back in the good old days. Yeah. When you could buy, when you get in Ponzi schemes for CDs, and Ray Lewis murdered people.
I got drunk and bought a Bowflex.
That's not a Jimbo.
Yeah. I've actually done pretty much the same thing.
We should get Bowflexes.
Just instead of chairs.
You know what?
Just have Bowflexes.
Wait, what is a Bowflex?
Bowflex is the workout thing where you sit on the bench and then you've got all the...
I'm going to take back what I
all
said.
The beams.
I thought the Bowflex thing was that like vagina thing that Suzanne Summers used to put in between.
Oh, no, the Thighmaster.
Yeah, we should get Thighmasters.
Okay.
My vagina is going to be tight.
Tightest V in the podcasting game.
I'm a white guy and was rapping the lyrics to a Ja Rule and Ashanti song broadcast to thousands of people and dropped an N-bomb.
As a white guy, as a white you should have known better.
Don't use that N-word, even if it's in a song that you love.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I was sitting watching TV with my parents the other night, and a commercial with Frank Thomas advertising a testosterone booster came on.
Seen it?
I immediately pictured myself being as big as Frank Thomas and decided to go on the website and order the free trial for the testosterone booster. Being the dumbass that I am, I decided not to read the fine print and see that by ordering the free trial, I was subscribing to pay $60 a month for new bottles. Now I'm down $720 to 12 bottles of fucking testosterone boosters, and I still don't look like Frank Thomas.
That's how they get you. This is similar to the first one. I'll tell you a real quick story. Back when those Extends commercials came out, I went ahead, I bought Extends. I was like, shit, I'll take a free trial of Extends. Why not? So it never showed up.
Did you get extended?
Never showed up, and then I got billed for it, and then I was like, I'm not going to pay it.
Yeah.
They didn't come after me.
Right. Also, topical here, another one, we just bought some steroids. So, hey, we're in the same boat as you, buddy. Yep. We're going to see how this works. Frank Thomas and Thighmasters. Ooh, that's actually what we should
do. New year, new us.
Yeah, just do steroids and only use a Thighmaster to see how big our thighs can get.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a controlled experiment.
Hey, Hank, you'll be the actual control. You just take the steroids and don't work out your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. I'm from the South. I just moved to Denver. I got stoned and fell asleep naked eating baked beans in bed.
It's a Denver dinner.
Yeah.
Forgot they call it Denver omelet.
No,
right?
It's not done. Oh. Forgot I had scheduled maintenance appointment the next morning. Woke up to my landlord and a plumber standing over me, covered in baked beans. My landlord proceeded to lecture me for 15 minutes about how immature my actions could attract ants and the violation of my leads. I had to pay a $125 fine.
Oh, my God. Fuck this landlord.
Yeah. Your beans could attract ants. Sounds like a real nerd.
Yeah. The landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was going to say the Denver guy, he's fitting in perfectly. Just show. I like how it's like my first night in Denver.
That's what happens to everybody in Denver.
I got so high. I got baked beans all over my naked body.
Also, if you just live in the state of Colorado, you have to expect that everybody that comes into your state is going to act like a real asshole for the first, like, 2 weeks that
they're there.
Yeah,
do a lot of naked baked bean eating.
Yeah, that's pretty tame, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a link to my girlfriend to tell her what I wanted for Christmas. They were New Balance shoes. Didn't realize they were women's shoes, and now she keeps asking why I haven't worn the shoes she bought me.
Double whammy. Now the New Balances make you a white supremacist, too.
You're on our list. You're That's on the right. PFT Big Cat list.
Welcome.
Now. Yeah.
Good to have you aboard.
A little too many Nazi Wikipedia pages.
Yep.
That will get you on any list.
Spin zone. Trump's president, so.
True. That list is actually the good list.
It's actually the good list. Yeah. So you'll get a promotion.
You're in a short list for Trump's. You get on the Nazi list. Now you're in a short list for the cabinet.
Yep.
It's perfect. Just get on the list. List hopping.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Front of the line.
Yes. I like it.
All right. Last one. I was having diarrhea at work. I'm 16, so I call my mom.
Why do you have a job?
Yeah.
This is prime.
And also, why do you have diarrhea?
Yeah, this is prime slack off age. You can make an excuse for anything, get out of anything. Just sit on your couch at home. Don't do a job.
You have a young stomach, too. I want to focus on that. Mm-hmm. You have a young stomach. Diarrhea is for older people when they might drink too many IPAs and eat Thai food and poop out in their pants. Hypothetically speaking.
I'm 16, so I called my mom asking if I should ask to go home or not. At this point, my boss of the store comes in and hears me talking about my problem to my mom. I finish my shit and decide to stay at work. Later on, I hear the boss and all the other bosses talking shit about me and laughing.
Yeah, all right, here's the thing. You're 16, so no matter what, your boss was never going to respect you. No, there's no 16-year-old that's employed in America that doesn't get crap when you're not around from your boss. Like, your boss, you're a big joke at the office
Doogie
if you're
Howser.
16.
Also, he's probably working at, like, a grocery store, so your boss, even though you think he's his boss, is probably a loser because
he's
a manager
probably also
at a grocery store.
Pants.
Well, Hank just going ape shit on grocery store managers.
Yeah,
you got a problem with that, Hank? Hank,
I might have worked at a grocery store when I was.
Hank,
you still hate your boss.
If there weren't any grocery store managers, you wouldn't be able to buy food, bro.
Here's the moral of the story, though. No matter, once you get a job, once you're old enough to get a job, old enough to drive, stop calling your mom to try to get out of situations, especially diarrhea. Come on, man. Let's be a big boy. Yeah, you're listening to a big boy podcast, start being a big boy. Stop calling your mom because you got a little poopy pants.
Call your dad instead.
Yeah. Be like, hey, dad, I'm here shitting. Guy stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe cry a little, be like, but it's not. It's because the Giants lost.
Because that's my boy.
Yeah.
Man, shits like his old man.
Yeah, and then he'll
chip
come
off
get
the
you.
Old block.
He'll come get you. All right, that's our show. We have, what do we have? Oh, we have a quick mayor's bet.
Real quick, though, do you guys have Jimbo's?
I do.
What's your Jimbo, Hank?
So for Christmas, like, in my stocking, my mom got me a bunch of floss, toothpaste, you know, the normal bathroom stuff. I had it in my room.
Did she wipe your butt, too?
I had a thing of toothpaste in my room, and it got mixed up in one of my jumpsuits, and I, like, stepped on it without realizing it. So last night I was organizing my jumpsuits, and I picked one up, and it was just covered in toothpaste.
It's a pretty big Jimbo. Was it one of the nice ones?
No, it was one of the Models ones. It was one of, like, the Italian mobster ones.
Whoa, those are nice. Yeah.
Also,
hey, forget about it.
Also a bit racist.
Cabagool. what do you got? I actually don't have a Jimbo that I can think of. What do you have, PFT?
I don't really have a good one. I left my keys at the gym for a few days.
Oh, I lost my keys.
Sweet brag.
Yeah. I lose my keys every day.
Made me have to go back to the gym, so that was nice.
Oh, it's like Costanza's hat.
Yeah, you leave something behind.
I went to the gym this week, so I don't know if that's a Jimbo or not.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, good job.
All right, that's our show. We have a mayor's bet. Capitals, Blackhawks, we're going to bet keys
key
to the city.
Key to the city. So I will give you the key to Washington, D.C., if the Capitals lose, and you will give me the key to Chicago if the Capitals beat the Blackhawks.
Great. And I know not only is the Capitals' year, but the Capitals in January, this is when they get hot.
Yeah, it's really like the perfect storm of
this
everything.
This is when
Capitals
they beat
right
teams.
Now.
Don't you can count on the Capitals in the regular season to look awesome.
Yep, Caps year.
Ovi.